At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It is always an honor to have our next guest on the show from NESN and occasionally this season on WEEI during Red Sox broadcasts. It is Lou Merlone. Hey, Lou.
Hey, guys. How are we all doing?
Well, not as good as you. You're killing it on the broadcast.
Yep.
Unbelievable job.
It's so fun. I have fun. I mean, it's, you know what? It's funny. We were talking about the other day, all these close games, like, they're fun. You know, the good games to call, they're exciting.
Yeah.
But they're not coming out on the right end of them. It'd be a lot nicer if you walked out of there with a win, right? But
yeah.
They're still like they're fun games. It's just, you know, they're not winning enough right now.
Well, they've won four of the last six and can win back-to-back series with a win tonight.
Yep.
And are you feeling like the momentum thing is always interesting to me? Are you feeling like, you know, being around the team, any kind of change there?
No, I still think they're sort of searching for that, you know, because momentum, and they say this in baseball all the time, is just only as good as a starting pitcher. And Giolito last night ran with it. I mean, he was fantastic. You know, he's had, that was like his fourth one of those. It's just that there's been four other ones that haven't been so good, right? So it's really about Walker Buehler. Can he come out and do a similar thing to Giolito? Get through the first inning, which has been an issue, throw strikes, attack, be the aggressor. And then, you know, give time for these bats to wake up, which they have been here recently. So it's one of these things in baseball. You want a ball game, you go to bed and you're like, yeah, hopefully we can get off to a good start here tomorrow.
You were talking about it last night while I was watching, and Giolito got up to 96 on the fastball.
Yeah.
And it was over 50% of the pitches that he threw. So, it seems like maybe he can kind of turn his focus there pitch selection wise and turn things around for himself. Yeah, as well.
Hopefully, you know, because he's starting to see a lot of people with it. You know, Weissert's been throwing great lately. He's been leaning on his fastball. I feel like Whitlock has been leaning on it. We know what Chapman does. We know what Crochet does. And Giolito last night leaned on it because there's just some things in baseball never going to change. I don't care what era we're in or whatever, but like everything plays off the fastball. And you can't just trick your way through six innings. You can't come out and just throw a bunch of off-speed pitches and try to get through six innings. It's got to be fastball. It's got to locate. You got to establish it. Because if you do that, and I'm a hitter, and I know you're spotting it and have a good one, then I'm going to change, you know, chase the slider off the plate, the changeup down. But if you can't locate, if you got a bad fastball, I'm going to be sitting on your soft stuff because I know eventually I'm going to get one over the middle of the plate.
Lou, you bring up Chapman, and I know yesterday you were saying we need more games where you're getting a win with only using three pitchers.
Yeah.
Last week we talked to Craig Breslow, and I asked why pull him after one inning, eight pitches, when he was throwing pretty well. And
yeah.
He said, well, that's who he is. That's what he's always been. How do you change that mentality? If they're pitching well, why not keep them out there? Why do you have to pull them after one inning?
Well, I just think with him, you know, a closer, he's first off, he's 37 years old. He's been throwing the ball great. It is June 11th. They still have, they're not even halfway through. So it's like, in order to keep this guy throwing the baseball in September, in August, and maybe even October, who knows, like they have to use him appropriately, and then sort of it can't get greedy. Like, Like, you would love to sit there and say, you know what, screw it. Let's throw him again tomorrow night, 4 days in a row. I don't care. We need this win. And that's great. And then 3 weeks from now, you wake up and he's on the IL like Justin Slayton and you're screwed. You know, so it's like he's 37. He's an inning guy. That's it. And you just pick your spots. You get a good inning out of him and you just sort of move on to the next guy. And I think some of these guys can be stretched out, but someone like that that's in a routine, that's 37, that's valuable, that throws 102, I just think they'd be careful with him. And I think that's the right thing.
Trevor Story with an absolute Lansdowne Street bomb last night. And you guys pointed out that he's 9 games into this month, hitting well over 300. Is that, you think things have turned around for him a little bit?
Well, hopefully. he's really streaky, right? Obviously, like he had a great 3 weeks and an awful 6 weeks, and now he's had a great 2 weeks. So it's unfortunately for you, and he is really important to this team and has been since day one. Like, he's out in the field right now. He looks to his right. He sees Meyer. He sees Campbell. You know, he's got kids all over the place. There's a catcher behind the plate. There's a one-year guy, you know, rookie out in right field now. And Bregman's not there. So, like, he's the adult that can kind of keep, you know, the experience. And he's a right-handed bat. And you got some lefties in there. He needs to swing it. And when he's not, it looks bad. He strikes out. I get it. He hasn't played in 3 years. And it's, you don't want to put everything on him, you know, because I don't know if people love that idea. But he's really important. And when he is swinging it, he just changes the lineup. So hopefully, you know, it's like I don't want him hitting 380 for 2 weeks and then 96 for like 4 or 5, right?
Yeah.
Like, and it's obviously he's not on purpose, but it's have that week where you just hit 250. You know what I mean? Hit one home run, driving a couple, like just level this thing out a little bit, right? The highs and lows are getting a little bit crazy, but I'll ride that high.
On that note, so Roman Anthony, Marcelo Meyer. It seems like Alex Cora was indicating that those guys are going to sit when it comes to lefties. And you may end up with 3 lefties this weekend with the Yankees. Explain that to me. Because you bring them up and then you sit them for a weekend with the Yankees.
Yeah, a lot of it is timing. You know, I think Ref Schneider, who only faces lefties, had played like 3 times in 3 weeks. Because you just don't see many of them. You just so happen to be playing the Yankees here who have 3 in their rotation. I don't know. We'll see. I think you might get a start for each of them. You know, maybe Duran sits 1 game. I don't know. But as long as you have Romy and you got Ref Schneider, like, that's their job. They're 2 of the best in the game as far as hitting left-handers go. Toro's a guy that has been swinging it. You know, I don't know if you take him out of the lineup. So it's and you're trying to win each and every night. You know, I think maybe at the deadline, you know, depending on where this team is, maybe there's a guy like Ref Schneider I think would be very valuable. You know, hopefully he stays here, but that might open the door to get some more at-bats for some of these guys. But until you're in this thing, or not eliminated, until you're trying to win each and every night, I don't think Marcelo and Roman give you your best chance over Romy Gonzalez or Ref Schneider. I just, not right now. And, you know, some of these, the lefties are different animals. Like, it really is. Like, the AAA pitching, Cora talked about it yesterday. I've been trying to talk about it. Nobody believes me until Cora says it. But it's a different animal. Like, the other day, Clevinger came in 97 with sink. He's never seen that. Because the lefty down in AAA is awful. If he was any good, he'd be up in the big leagues. Like, it's just the way it is. They rush kids up through the system. So it would be like, you know, drafting some corner in the NFL who's never played college football and say, go cover the best wide receiver. Like, it's just too hard. And they got to work their way into it. He's going to give them some at-bats like they've done with Casas, Abreu, Devers, all these lefties. And eventually, yeah, they're going to be everyday players and they're going to play against lefties. But right now, as rookies, it's just probably not going to happen too often at all.
Lou, watching Roman Anthony last night, first hit, 2 RBIs, I immediately texted the show group about you being perfect to talk about this because...
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin, or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Your first at bat, you hit a three-run home run, you're a local guy, you're kind of the baseball Wiggy. You just, Aaron Boone precluded you from getting that championship. What is that like? What goes into the first at bat from the moment you find out you're going to the big club to seeing the lineup with your name in it to the time between then and getting into the batter's box? What is that process like and what did it mean to you?
I'll tell you what, one of the things, too, I remember always thinking about was, like, when the game had started, how it was scary, you know, because first off, the emotion of telling your family these sort of things, like, you're just, your buddies, everybody's calling, texting, and you're like, okay, I got to go play the game. And I remember during the anthem being like, you know what, I've told myself, I've told others, I've told people I can play in the big leagues, you know, coaches, managers, whatever, teammates, you name it. And then when you finally get up there and you're about to play in the game, you're like, oh, Jesus. Like, now I got to prove it. Like, now I got to actually do it. I've been saying I can, but now I've got to go out there and get a hit. Now I've got to go out there and play at this level. Now it's like, you'd either got to do it or just, so it was kind of like, oh, boy, here we go. You know, and it's fun because I felt it, too, with the White Sox were in town because they have like four kids from Massachusetts. Marcelo, you see his parents, you see the emotion, and it's funny because it did bring me back. Like it was emotional for me seeing the families react because I know I almost put myself there. It was almost like I was watching my own family react, my sisters and my mom and my dad. So it's always fun. You know, it's always fun seeing these families and living out these dreams, and whether it's, you know, amateur ball and college or high school and minor leagues, traveling to finally see your kid. It just kind of brought me back, you know, kind of with my family.
Very similar to my first show here at WEEI.
I'm sure it was.
Yeah.
Greg, what was your first dinner at Davio's like for you?
Emotional.
I don't think at the time. Were you building with you? I had no idea that the warm seafood tower even existed at that time.
Right.
I had no idea.
Lou, I need some help though. Okay. You know, as an all city catcher.
Oh, please, do not. Please.
Back in the day.
We're not bringing the infield in with two outs on base.
No.
Thank you, Lou.
I need some help here. Stop. It has nothing to do with the infield.
Yes, it does.
No. There are two things I don't understand when I watch the game, and I need you to help explain to me.
Let me guess. Small ball.
No. First thing is, what the hell is a sweeper? And then the second thing is, the glove that the oven mitten that the guys wear, I thought was to protect their hands from sliding, but Meyer wears his on his right hand. So please explain to me what a sweeper is and the oven mitts used for.
So a sweeper is where the guys used to throw like a slider, you know, and if you threw like kind of three quarters, you know, it's what they call now a sweeper. But the sweeper is basically about like inches, horizontal inches of movement. You know, like when I throw a pitch, if it moves like a 12 inches to its left, if I'm a righty, you know, and across the plate, once it gets to a certain number of like 11, 12, 10, 12, 13, 18 inches, it's called the sweeper. Most sliders are like 6 inches. You know what I mean? Like they move right to left away from a right-handed hitter. If it goes to 11 or 12, it gets into a category called the sweeper.
Is it the sweeper then, or was that there when you played?
Seven is
dominated
nuts,
the world though.
Yeah, it's like a guy like I remember the guy that I used to face, like I don't know, Jeff Nelson with the Yankees. You know, he was like three quarters and he would throw this thing. Everybody used to call it a slurve because it wasn't like a slider, it wasn't a curveball, it was like this big moving slider type slow thing. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of what it is. You know, I mean, Danner Houck has always thrown one. They just recently started calling it, so it is what it is. And the oven mitt, you said he puts it on his right hand. Well, he's a right-handed thrower. And I think a lot of the guys do it. They'll probably, I mean, I would, you know, I've never used one because I think they're stupid. You know, they use it for their right hand because if they dive in, maybe they break a finger and that's their throwing hand. You know, unfortunately, you see guys, and I love seeing this personally, slide and they beat the throw, but they slide past it and the other mitt doesn't allow them to hold on to the base and they slide by it and they're out. I'd love when that happens because I think other mitts are stupid.
But I feel like 99% of the guys that wear the other mitts, they put them on their left hand.
I don't know. Are they left-handed throwers?
Yeah, I don't know. I was just asking. Yeah. Meyer was the only one I've seen with his, on his right hand.
Last one from me. Have you been able at Nesson to determine how many members of the Anthony family are named Anthony?
Isn't that great? We got Anthony, Anthony, and Anthony, and Anthony. Like, you know, and it's like, well, they call him Tony. I'm like, of course they do. I mean, you know. But no, I think it's great. It was great seeing them all there. You know, a bunch of paisans. I loved it.
it was great.
It was really good.
Anthony, Anthony. That was fantastic. Tony. You know what? I was funny because I said that too. I wouldn't want my parents sitting right there and my like them coming to watch me for the first game. I'm like, go up to the grandstand. I'll wave to you. You know, that type of thing. But you're like, you're in my business. The manager's right there. Everyone's congratulating you. Maybe there's some language. Maybe there's some things said. There's my sister. There's my mom. Like, I don't know. But it was nice for them to be there.
But your debut, everybody from Framingham was there, and some people from Natick too.
It was like Metro West party. but they're up in those like seats underneath, right? The ones that you know that I don't know. You guys probably can't fit into. I can barely fit into.
Wiggy and I were saying off air. His family's giving Tommy Cutlets back when Tommy Cutlets' family was in the news all the time.
They are the Anthony family.
Yeah, Tommy Cutlets. Yeah. I love it. No, it was great to see them there. But yeah, they were tight. They were close. A little John Henry seat piece.
All right, and a couple games coming up on the radio and Shaw's and Star Market Red Sox Radio Network?
Absolutely. We got I got the rest of this homestand, the Yankees and everything on TV, and then Fleming and I. I'll be out in Seattle and San Fran, so we'll be back together out there for those series.
All right,
be good.
Well, yeah. I appreciate so much you taking the time, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Good talks.
All right.
Thanks, miss Luke. You guys. All right.
I miss you. There he is, the great Lou Merlone.
Got a few things answered.
Yes, you did. Yep. The oven mitt, that was big.
Yeah, because everybody wears them nowadays, and I'm like...
And the sweeper.
And the sweeper.
The baseball people have mocked Wiggy mercilessly by the answer that he just gave about the infield in. He was already, I'm sure, quarreling.
Well, no, I'm an aggressive manager.
I love it.
That's
the
difference between...
I know, listen, that's
Lou
good.
Lou knew it right off the bat how dumb it was.
No, that's not dumb. I'm aggressive.
Yes.
Brooksy.
I know we got to get to trending, but... Is this developing Hunter Dobbins story going to be a big thing? Or?
Bizarre.
So we talked about it on the show. I love the story. I love the audio where he basically said if the Yankees were the last team in Major League Baseball, he wouldn't take a deal from them. Rah, rah, go Sox. And then he went on to explain it as being related to his father and being drafted by the Yankees, but it appears that he was a little loose with the truth, or
I would say entirely fabricated.
Really,
is what Joel Sherman wrote in the New York Post.
Why would somebody do that? Maybe the father fabricated it for him.
Jackson's uncle?
Yeah, like.
Because I didn't realize when I can only read a little bit of it because it's behind a paywall. But I guess I didn't realize. I just thought he didn't like the Yankees, but I didn't realize it was tied to his dad maybe played for the Yankees.
Yeah, and then they're saying there's like no record.
Right.
That
the opening paragraph from Joel Sherman, in explaining why he would never play for the Yankees, Hunter Dobbins was quoted as saying that his father was twice drafted by the team, signed after the second selection, and was traded to the Diamondbacks. But there appears no verification that any of that actually happened.
Wow. It's like false valor, the baseball version.
Right. Wouldn't you know that's easy to find, too? Like,
well, yeah.
Right. He wouldn't say that because it's so easy to find.
Maybe it's like a family legend story or something that he just doesn't know.
It's not his great-great-great-great-grandfather. Right. It's his dad.
Like,
he didn't play in the 1800s. Yeah. So did his dad ever play Major League Baseball? That we know of. Forget about the Yankees. Or
I don't know.
Because I feel like that would be easy to know. Like, maybe he played Major League Baseball and, you know, he got a call from the Yankees and then he made it seem like, was he a Major League player, is that?
Well, I mean, so Gabby Starr, who's a writer for the Red Sox, also had a story about this saying that in his Texas Tech bio, it says his father, Lance, pitched for two seasons in the Diamondsback organization. So, like, had a bit of the story in that.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know. That's weird. Very, very interesting. Weird. I don't think you'd go out of your way to say that. It's very verifiable.
Exactly.
Oh, it's very, a weird story.
Like rain fog or something.
Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe. Long COVID?
Yeah, it could be long COVID.
Maybe his dad did tell him that. Like, yeah, I played for the Yankees, and this is how they treated me. And, you know, he's like, oh, my dad played Major League Baseball. I'm never going to, you know, go out there and see if the story's true.
And if you're going to write the story in the Herald, you should probably Google it yourself, right?
Yeah.
Like, you don't just take the guy's word for it.
All right, we are going to get to Hill Notes next. How many are about Leah Anthony?
Probably too many.
Okay, all right. We will get to Hill Notes coming up right now, Courtney, and what is trending this hour.
The exclusive home for Patriots Monday and Friday.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Another 500 followers on her account from the last time we talked.
She's climbing on up.
Yep. Trending now brought to you by Shaw's. The Red Sox win, beating the Rays 3-1 at Fenway. And the big news in front of his family, Roman Anthony got his first major league hit, driving in runners on second and third to give the Sox a 2-0 lead. Trevor Story hit a bomb to give the Sox 3. Lucas Giolito struck out 4 over his 6 innings. Last one with the Rays tonight. 7:10 first pitch with Walker Buehler taking the mound. Brooksy joining Will Fleming on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's perfecting the art of fresh. Join Christian Arcan for the MassMutual pregame show. That's at 6:10. Game 3 of the NBA Finals is tonight. Tip is at 8:30 in Indiana. The Pacers and Thunder are tied at 1 apiece. And the U.S. Open is set to tee off tomorrow at Oakmont, right outside of Pittsburgh. And Scottie Scheffler is the favorite to win at plus 270. And that was brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh, delicious, and now on sale. Mangoes and Haas avocados at Shaw's and Star Market. Today, pick up fresh mangoes or Haas avocados for just 79 cents each when you use the digital coupon. That's limited to 6 per customer. Shaw's and Star Market, the official supermarket of the Red Sox Radio Network. That's what's trending. We'll be right back with Hill Notes.
We are reminder that after the show tomorrow, we are heading to the Cape. And so we have a pregame tomorrow night at the Sea Dog in Yarmouth, and we'll see you there at 7, and then Friday at the Beachcomber in Wellfleet, our annual road show there. Sox game tonight, one more with the Rays, and then the Yankees come to town, and then eventually they will be playing that Arizona team, Sean.
In the Diamondsback organization.
Yes, the Diamonds. When do they play the Diamondsback organization?
That's not nice.
So it's,
Courtney just wanted a Diamondback.
Hill Notes are next.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.